Steve Huber Show continues now. The conversation continues with your support. Thank you so much for being a listener here every day. As you know, we talk about health and well-being here on the program on a fairly regular basis because it's important to me, and therefore we talk about it, and we talk about taking care of yourself and making sure that you're healthy. We talk about different challenges you may face, whether it's diabetes or being overweight or other ailments like cancer and so forth. But what we haven't talked about so far through all of this is how you stay healthy on the job, and everybody is different. Every job is different. You might have different challenges depending on what you do for a living. If you're on your feet all day, that might have a challenge. If you sit in a chair all day, that can have challenges. Of course, if you move heavy equipment or you do labor, those things can also have challenges. And my next guest is Dr. Thomas Kevany. He is an MD with the Spero Occupational Health Program. Dr. Kevany, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Okay, so occupational health. I don't know if I explained it very well. What is it?
So basically what we do is focus on worker health. We see patients here that have typically gotten injured on the job, although sometimes we'll see patients for pre-placement evaluations as well to make sure that they're actually appropriate for the job that they're going to be doing. And so it's a very preventive type specialty where we look at preventing illness, but then if they do occur on occasion, we also take care of them as well.
So are you talking about like workers' comp type issues, or are you talking about things that are like repetitive movements, like carpal tunnel syndrome, that sort of thing?
Sure. So actually, we're talking about both. So workers' comp, really what that means is that's sort of the insurance that covers people that get injured at work. And so that actually would cover a work injury like a sprain or a strain, but it also could potentially cover an injury like carpal tunnel, which can occur from repetitive injury or that kind of thing as well. So we do both of those things, and it actually is all-encompassing.
All right, Thomas. Dr. Thomas Kevany here. And so, doctor, tell me this. Where do you start in this conversation? Does somebody show up at your office? Are you trying to look at workspaces and make sure they're a better place for employees to be, no matter where they might be? Where do we jump into this?
So typically what will happen is we have relationships with employers, typically. And so we will get patients from the employers. So if there's an issue that the employee brings to their supervisor, then they can send them here and we can start that way. Also, a lot of companies will do pre-placement evaluations. And so we'll see them initially to evaluate them to make sure that they're appropriate for that job as well. So it can be either way.
All right. So what kind of things do you see come into your office? What kind of things do you have to deal with, and how big is your team?
So our team, we have actually two full-time physicians and one full-time physician's assistant. We are the only program in the Lansing area that has board-certified physicians in occupational medicine. So our typical day is about 15 to 25 patients each, and we see typically very common work-related issues. I lifted something and I hurt my back. I was walking down the hall, slipped and tripped and twisted my ankle. But we can get certainly much more complicated issues as well. I was exposed to carbon monoxide in my office, or I was exposed to some type of heavy metal like lead or mercury or that kind of stuff as well.
So poisoning, I never considered such a thing, as being something you would be concerned with. Dr. Thomas Kevany here from the Spero Occupational Health Program. So when somebody comes in to see you, Dr. Kevany, is it a full team of people that try to evaluate what they're dealing with?
So normally, typically they start out with a medical assistant who will get, a general history, but then the physician or a physician's assistant will spend a fair amount of time with the individual figuring out exactly what happened, what caused it, and then what the next steps are for either diagnosis or treatment.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you also have people, maybe not initially, but show up because they've had broken bones or received stitches or whatever, a more traumatic injury because of an unsafe or unpredictable work environment?
Absolutely. So we have x-ray on site here. So even if, you know, they're not diagnosed with a fracture or break of a bone, we can certainly evaluate them here and do the initial treatment and then get them to the appropriate specialist. We actually are the only hospital-based occupational health program as well. So we do have a wide variety of specialists sort of at hand should we need them.
So no matter what presents, you and your team are prepared to meet it head on is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
So Let me ask you this. Beyond the physical injuries, which can be varied, or the strains, the stresses, the stitches, the potential fractures and other injuries, what about emotional well-being and emotional health? Is that something you take into consideration?
We do. So here we will do a very brief evaluation. If the physicians here feel that may be an issue, certainly it's not really our forte. And so we do have something else called an employee assistance program. And those people are very adept at evaluating, stress-related issues to work and other mental health issues that may be impacted by work, as well as their, home life as well.
Sure, and I want to mention one other thing that I wanted to make sure I covered, and that is when it comes to, right now there are a ton of jobs in Michigan, good jobs. A lot of those involve driving, big equipment, big trucks and so forth, and you do DOT exams for the public, is that right?
We do. So that's actually something exciting that we're doing new here. In the past, we've always had agreements with various companies, and so we've always done DOT exams for companies. However, recently we started actually doing Department of Transportation exams for the public, and so you don't need to be affiliated with a company that has some affiliation with our clinic here. So we actually are doing those now. So that's kind of exciting.
That's big stuff. I mean, because let's be honest, a lot of really good paying jobs out there, and people they can stop right there, get what they need, and move along, and maybe move to a new chapter of their lives. If people want to know more about what you're doing, Doctor, your programs, everything else, what do they do?
So the best thing to do is just give us a call. You can speak with our marketing rep. Her name is Sue Stock, and her number is 364-3591.
There you have it, Dr. Thomas Keaveney. Greatly appreciate you being here. He's a doctor at the Sparrow Occupational Health Programs. And, Doctor, again, really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for your time.
It's the Steve Gruber Show.